we are on our way home right now.
And it's a very, very wet day.
And as Sean said, yes, what a freaking mess. We've already had a down power line this morning. Over in
Skyline and
Northwest
Thompson.
Skyline
it's
and
not even
Thompson.
Where we live, but
not
it's
even where we live, but
close.
Yeah, kind of. So we have
lots of crashes. There's particularly like on the Washington-Oregon border. There's been at least like one crash per hour.
It's been different. That's for sure.
Well, it's gonna pour down more, so I don't know. We're in for it. I think if I could see, I'd be a storm tracker probably.
And I think I would be too, because all that stuff it just amazes me and fascinates me. Cascades are supposed to get 3 to 6 inches by tomorrow or Friday.
Rain or snow?
Rain. All rain.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Did they have fires? They said something about burn scarring may have mudslide issues.
They're talking areas that already had burn scars from previous fires.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't reseed some of that.
Well, honey, probably because they didn't... Well, they probably didn't get opportunity before all this happened. If it's burns card, you know, it may not have been in good enough condition to do that.
Oh, dear.
Yeah?
So, wait now. Are you saying the ground burns, too?
Yeah, that's why they call it burns card.
I didn't realize the ground was on fire, too.
It makes, apparently, it can make some etchings in the ground as well.
All you have to do is plow it under, bring in some topsoil for some, especially on the real hilly areas. And
I would think,
you know,
yeah.
Especially in the urban areas, if the fire, or like the rural areas where people live, you know, out in the country, out in the forest, it wouldn't matter so much as long as it didn't fall on a road.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So it's fine to change the topography a little bit, but where people are, I think I would have been reseeding. Finding a way to do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they didn't. But, yeah. So it's rather interesting, you know, all the stuff that's going on today. That's for sure. We are riding on a TriMet lift van, and every now and again you can hear all the water activity under the bus and such. But yeah, it's pretty incredible.
It might be raining a little bit, but I don't hear any major bumps or any major downpour. But when we were at ILR, wow, I wanted somebody to get a recording of that water coming down.
That would have been neat.
Oh, man. We were working, though. We were cooking. But I think we got you ahead.
I think so. On one of the next booths, I'll come in and talk about what it takes to get the audio voters pamphlets out for five counties all together. It's a project.
When you say it, it doesn't sound like so much. When you're doing it and living it, boy, let me tell you. And then if you have a couple of snapdragons to add into the mix,
oh,
it gets downright exhausting.
Well, especially when you consider that we're putting out, I mean, we're talking CD and cassette, a total of about, probably not individual copies, but these are parts that make up the copies, like about 500 to 600 items.
Oh yeah, because sometimes, like in one county, only one county had 2 tapes. The rest of the counties have 3. I haven't seen Clackamas yet, though.
3 tapes and 3 CDs. Are we here?
Yep.
All right. Oh, okay. So I'm going to pause this for now.
Now, how about...
This is an example of... That's coming off of our gutter off our front porch near the Choctaw and West Lawn Terrace. But there's so much rain we've gotten just this afternoon. Just today. And... This is the outdoor rain on our patio. This is all the rain coming down. and I hear the rain hitting the patio here.